Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, we're going to talk about how to collect client payments and get signed contracts from the comfort of your living room, Tim, remotely, aka remotely. It may not be in your living room. It may be in your bathroom. But guess what? It'll still work. First on our list, we've got a couple of options for you is if you're like Tim and I, we are big users of the Adobe Creative Cloud Suite. It's not only has graphic design products like Photoshop and Illustrator and all the things that you can create amazing branding or edit videos with Audition and audio. It also has the Adobe Acrobat Pro, which has the Adobe Sign feature built into it. So you can take digital signatures online that are legally binding in just about any country in the world, I believe. And you can use Adobe Sign. So you can fill out your contract, email it over to your customer, give them the proposal, and then they can sign and turn around and pay you with number two, what Tim's going to tell you about.
Yeah, absolutely. And before I do, I want to say, obviously, in a pandemic world that we live in, which hopefully should get better, but even if we still stay in this kind of weird limbo of a pandemic, regardless, you should be able to do this because not only is it a convenient thing for you, but it's also convenient for your clients, and it opens up the possibility for you to work not just in your local area, but really globally, nationally, internationally, because you don't have to, you know, be there to take payments and or be there to get contracts signed and stuff. So, so David talked about the contract side of things, and Adobe Sign's what we recommend because most people already have access to it, whether you realize it or not. But there's other ones out there too. You can just Google, electronic or e-signature, and you'll find like
DocuSign is one. It's probably one of the biggest, most popular ones is DocuSign.
Correct.
Outside of Adobe Sign.
Yeah, exactly. But the good thing is it also, any of them will log the IP address, right? So it logs the IP address, it has a digital signature, it sends everyone a copy automatically, everything gets saved, all your signed contracts get saved in the platform too, so there's always a backup. So there's lots of benefits of using those. Okay, so that's the contract side. The payment side is really any invoicing software is going to have ability to accept credit card payments. So for example, I've used both QuickBooks Online as well as FreshBooks. 17 Hats is another one. There's a million of these out there. So, and all of them, because it's kind of a standard feature now, can take online payments. And so
PayPal.
Yeah, exactly. So you set up a PayPal account or Stripe account. You can do one or the other. You can do both and then let your client choose whether they want to pay with a credit card or a PayPal account. And then you get paid instantly. You don't have to wait for a check. You don't have to wait for it to, in most cases, you don't have to wait for it to go through the company's accounting department, because usually whoever's paying you or whoever you're working with can pay directly with the company credit card. In my experience, at least, it doesn't have to go through a accounting department like if they were paying you by check would. So you get paid a lot faster. Again, it's more convenient for you. It's also more convenient for your client. It also helps with taxes and stuff too, when it's going through a provider like Stripe and PayPal and stuff like that. We won't get into that in this episode, but yeah, that's it. That's how to collect client payments and get signed contracts remotely.
Boom. Adobe Sign, DocuSign, and then invoicing software and stuff. All right, Tim, tomorrow we've got another great episode, WordPress plugin highlight. It's been a minute since we've done any plugin highlights, and which one are we going with first in this new iteration WP the Podcast? Well, guess what? I'm going to keep you in suspense. You're going to have to come in tomorrow to see which plugin highlight is the first one we're doing. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.